FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
And welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. I'm Tony Colombo. That's Aaron Tarlow.
I'm Aaron Tarlow.
Are you okay with this music?
Yeah, it's better.
All right.
Yeah.
I like this song.
I wasn't. A lot. I guess I'm not going to have to. I guess he's been okay the last couple weeks, but we've been screening.
Producer Chad Ellis in studio as well. Great job. I like this song.
Thank you. You know, this was like one of the first songs I played. Well, it was actually the Jay-Z version.
Yes, that's an even better version.
Yeah.
That's a
good name drop right there. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, the Jay-Z version is incredible.
And I was like, you know what? We haven't heard this in a while.
Let's go for it. Well done.
All right.
Well done. Welcome back to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. Aaron Tarlow, of course, the owner of Southern Armory. Tony Colombo and Chad Ellis, just lowly employees here at FM News Talk 97.1. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. We finally got some good weather this week.
Dude, it's spring. It's springtime.
Spring has sprung.
Phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
And guess what we're doing?
Talking on the radio.
Let's get a little bit more specific. What are we doing at the shop? Do you know?
Yeah, let's find out.
We're springing into savings.
All right. Springing into savings at Southern Armory.
It's gonna be a good time if you guys want to save on some guns.
So what's happening? Still 10% off suppressors?
You're still gonna save on suppressors. Jess says let's roll that on. Well, let's see here. Jessica sent me a little love note. Come in for spring savings, discounts on all in-stock firearms or ordered firearm suppressors or accessories.
I like it.
So I know the standing thing is 10% on suppressors. And then we just got our Glock stocking dealer order in. Not all of it, but a good chunk of it. So if you want Glocks, now is the time to do it. For those of you that have been following us and know who we are, and you know, we've been advertising on the station for probably 5 years, six years.
Forever.
So we only do Glocktober in October.
Mm-hmm.
So now is it kind of like halfway, get in there, get these same pricing we do in October. You're going to have to wait all summer.
How popular are Glocks? When you look at
flagship
Smith & Wesson
model.
Yeah, okay, they are. So they're like the number one.
They're definitely a flagship model. If you don't have a Glock in your collection, you're kind of missing out.
Really?
And so people, they come in and they go, I kind of want to get a gun. What should I get? And it's like, well, how experienced of a shooter are you? Well, I'm brand new. Get a Glock.
And why is that?
There's no external safety to turn off. So you have to remember to flip a little switch like on your 1911s. Or on some of your Smith & Wessons, and that the Smith & Wesson, that part's removable, but you got to have some technical know-how to get down to it.
Yeah.
So you got to pay a guy like me who went to the Smith & Wesson school to take it out.
Right.
But Glock is one of those guns that's just not picky on ammo.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to use. It's user-friendly. The grip angle is good. Gaddiston Glock really got that down. Did you know Glock started as a Tupperware company?
I did not.
Yeah, they started as a Tupperware company. So
what made them move to guns?
I don't know the whole story. I could probably do a little research on it, but they did Tupperware, plastic Tupperware.
That's
and then
pretty funny.
Some of the older Glocks actually came in Glock plastic Tupperware.
Well, and aren't some old school gun aficionados, isn't that one of the reasons that they don't like Glocks? Because there's so much plastic in them?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. So you get like the guys that are like, oh, they're plastic guns, and then you get like other guys that are like nickel plated sissy guns, and kind of go back and forth. And I'm just like sitting over here like I'm an ammo sexual.
Right.
If it shoots, I like it,
Yeah.
So I am not super particular on what I
But that's interesting to hear that you say that you recommend a Glock to somebody who is just
brand
starting
new,
out.
Yeah. And they're simple to use. Simple to use, simple to take apart, simple to clean. There's not springs to go everywhere. Somebody's like, oh, my first gun, I want to get a 1911. It's like, all right, well, let me run through some stuff with you.
Yeah, you're going to need to learn a lot.
Yeah, and then, let's, go shoot it and then come back here and let me show you how to clean it.
Right.
Because it's not a simple gun to take apart and put back together. And there's these springs in there that are like loaded, for lack of a better term. There's tension on them. And you have to let that pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
We're a Glock. You pop the spring out, and it's got a cap on both ends.
Right,
it's not going nowhere.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it. So, 1911 is a little bit more complicated. But at the same time, 1911 is one of the guns that I carry on a regular basis.
Right,
So
you said it does not have an external safety. So how does that work?
So external safety, like a thumb safety, yeah, or a grip safety.
Right.
There is one on the trigger.
I like my safety because I know that the gun is not right. going to fire. So
there is the difference? There is a safety on the trigger, but the moment you touch the trigger, the safety turns off.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there is an external safety, but it's not like an active one you got to remember.
It's not another step.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you just put the finger on the trigger and you're ready to go.
So after you fire, the safety's automatically re-engaged?
No. You got to take your finger completely off the trigger.
But then it automatically re-engages.
So it's kind of like a revolver, right? Okay, so there's no safety on a revolver. Somebody out there I know is like, well, there's a safety on this one revolver. Yeah, you're right. I got that revolver too, okay, and I leave it off the entire time. So, but, you know, normally with revolvers, you just put your finger on the trigger, you know, bang, 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 bang. And then when you want to stop shooting, you take your finger off, and it's that long, heavy trigger press that is,
right,
that's your safety.
Yeah.
You know, that 11-pound
or
10-pound.
So is the Glock trigger squeeze
no.
more
well,
than most?
So my buddy Scoey, I love Scoey.
I love Scoey's name.
Scoey's got a cool name. I met Scoey on the internet.
All right.
On Craigslist.
Okay.
Okay.
He's a Craigslist friend.
Yeah, he's a Craigslist friend. So some people are out there like, what?
Yeah.
So I was looking to buy a trailer. So
Chad, I don't know about Craigslist friends, man.
Yeah. Well, this is a good Craigslist friend.
Okay,
maybe not for him, you know.
All right, tell me about Scoey.
We met each other on the personals. No, I'm just playing. I was looking for a trailer, and we were growing the business. So we started. A lot of people know the history. They've been customers a long time, but some people probably don't know. We started with about a dozen guns, maybe a total of a couple cases of ammo. We went to this gun show. We got three tables. We way overbought, right? We needed like one table. That was it. But we ended up with three. And literally everything fit in the back seat of my my pickup.
Ah.
I got a quad cab pickup, and everything fit in the bed in the back seat.
Back seat, yeah.
The next thing you know, it's like the back seat and the bed, and then we're piling up the bed, and it's like, man, this is kind of growing. And then we got a 4x6 trailer, and then we got a 5x8 trailer from U-Haul, and the people at U-Haul knew me because every weekend I was coming in there to get a trailer.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, maybe we should just look into getting a trailer. So I started looking for trailers on Craigslist. I was going to go buy a used trailer. And saw this ad for this guy in Crystal City, and I was like, okay. And he had a bunch of ads, so I'm like, oh, this must be a dealer. So I went down there and looked, and he told me about his trailer and kind of educated me, you know, about how they're made and this, that, and the other thing. And then this is the first time I met him. He goes, hey, man, my birthday party's tonight. I got this really kick-ass band coming over, and we're going to drink some beer, and you should come over and party with us.
Scoey.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, my wife leave, and she's like, we're not going to the birthday party, right? And I'm like, no, we just met this dude. Like, end up like hanging up in his basement or something, putting lotion on our skin. So so then, you know, I went down again and was looking at trailers, and he's like, hey, man, why don't you just, do you need a trailer this weekend for a gun show? Because he knew what I did. And I was like, yeah. He goes, well, come take that 6x12. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So I was coming and getting this 6x12 for a while, and then the business grew, and then I need a bigger trailer. And he goes, well, just take that 7x14. All right, that's fine. And then next thing you know, we're in an 8x16. And I finally, like, you know, it's been going on for, you know, several months, and I'm like, yeah, maybe I should just buy a trailer from this guy. So we sat down. We started talking about kind of what I wanted and what I needed, because that really helped me figure it out. And so we got a really nice trailer. It's red. It matches my pickup. And we got black diamond plate on it. So the truck's black and red. And the trailer's black and red. But what was really neat is, you know, we'd load at night. So I had the battery on the trailer wired up to the LED lights so I could just operate them.
Yeah.
And then we had carts that we would move in and out. So we have like the ramp door, you know, that would come down. But there'd be like a transition from the ground to the ramp. And they put a ramp on that and then a ramp from the door onto the actual deck. So we would just roll stuff right in and out. We would never get caught. Mm-hmm. Never get caught on stuff.
Do you still use that trailer a lot now that you have the store?
So,
or do you? Is
yeah, yes and no. We probably use it for more personal stuff than we do for business stuff now.
Yeah.
If we're moving stuff, then yeah, we throw stuff in there for the business and move it. We used to do like safe delivery. Now we contract that out with a company, mm-hmm. and they've got like this awesome safe mover that will move it right down into wherever you want it, and
that's cool.
Doesn't put pressure on the steps. So it's a neat deal. You know, as we progressed. You know, I was just like, I don't have time to be moving safes all the time, and
right.
let's just contract this out. Yeah. So now you can get a safe from us. You come in and you can order it, and it's literally, you know, delivered to you, and then this company will come and move it wherever they want, or
that's
wherever
sweet.
You want in the house.
Yeah. Just gun safes, or do you do other?
Yeah, I mean, just gun safes, that's right. That's the big thing. Right, you know, right. I can't think of anything else you'd want us moving in your house for you. So we can get vault doors, too. You know, so if you want a vault door, you're going to build, like, a safe room.
Right.
Not, like, safe room, like, people hurting you, but, like, a room that you're going to use as a safe because you're like me and you've got that many guns.
Yeah.
You need to build a safer room, then we can get a vault door for you, like, same ones the banks get.
That's pretty cool.
And actually, they're not that expensive.
Really?
Strangely enough. I mean, compared to some of these safes that, you know, you spend like $600-$800 on, no, this is like buying a really, really nice safe that's like, you know, top of the line, you know, $3,000-$4,000 safe.
Yeah.
That's about what a vault door is going to cost you. Maybe a little bit more depending on what you want.
I think one day I just want vault doors in my house just to have vault doors in my house.
I think it'd be kind of sweet.
Yeah, like what's behind the door? I don't know.
I don't know.
And only then only certain people get to
it'll
find it.
It'd be weird.
Yeah, that'd be weird. I got a buddy with a vault door. I went over to his house.
You go over to a guy's house, his name is Scoey, and you just met him on Craigslist, and he's got vault doors in his house.
I'm standing at the door.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm gone.
Okay, is that, I don't see it. I'm just going to go.
So. But yeah, no. Scoey, so my buddy Scoey, anyway, kind of get back how we tied him in here. So Scoey, he's
Scoey the trailer guy.
Scoey the trailer guy, he's got a Glock too. So actually, when I traded him, when I bought the trailer, I was like, hey man, how about that? And, you know, it was a Glock. And he was like, yeah, I'll take that. And he's like, how about some training classes? You know, so we're kind of bartering, so keep the price down on the trailer. And,
yeah.
Anyway, he goes, this is probably going back 6 months to a year. He goes, hey, man, I did a trigger job on my Glock. I said, oh, yeah, what'd you do? And he goes, oh, I got these Glock springs that increased the weight of the trigger. And I'm like, you did what? Like, normally people are trying to go down, dude, you know, from the 5-pound trigger to trying to go down to like 2, 3.
They want it to be as easy to fire as possible.
And so let me see it. It's like a 10-pound trigger. He's like, yeah, I did this trigger and then this New York whatever. And I'm like, why? And he goes, oh, I figured he gave me like 5 more pounds of do I really want to kill your... Like, I was like, oh, all right.
I actually like that idea.
Yeah.
I actually like that idea. I'd want it to be...
I don't know how he'd shoot with it, but I mean, if I had a trigger that heavy, I'd imagine I'd probably be shooting him in the crotch. So I might be solving two problems. Stopping the procreation and stopping them from hurting me.
Right. How, you know? Now, why is that? How hard it is to pull the trigger make the gun move as you're firing it?
Well, so depending on where you're trigger, not necessarily, you know, I'm just kind of being,
yeah, no, I know, but.
Right. Heavier triggers, for some reason, people tend to dip because they're kind of, I don't want to say flinching,
pulling?
But they're pulling and they're pulling and they twist down. And then if the trigger finger is on one side of the gun versus another side of the gun, they'll pull left or right. So, you know, you kind of get the idea.
Yeah.
If they're anticipating recoil, they'll start throwing them high. So that's one of the things that we do in the advanced classes, actually. This is probably a good plug for it.
Yeah.
We get you in the advanced class. It's about 6 hours. We start at 8 a.m. We get done between 1 and 2, depending on class size and, you know, kind of how everything's going. And some people just like, I ran out of ammo. It's 2:00. I'm like, oh, we can be done. I mean, you know, I don't have anything planned today. So, we go out to a private range that we have, so it's not an indoor range. It's just us and our participants in the class. We hang targets. We start at point-blank ranges, so, like, literally from, like, you know, like, face-to-face. Somebody's, like, you know, grabbing you or something. You pull your pistol out, and you can practice shooting, which is, it's different because you're not aiming, you know, so you got to kind of pull it out and kind of know where you're at as far as where the muzzle is, so you know, don't hurt yourself or somebody else. And then you press the trigger off, and then it's really weird because you feel the percussion from the target. It's coming off the target, then bouncing back, and then hitting you.
Because you're so close to it.
Because you're so close. So you get, like, unburnt powder that hits you, you know, and it's just like it's different. And then we take a couple steps back, and then you kind of shoot for more of a retention position, and then you take a few more steps back, and then you know, fully extend the gun, and shoot a little bit more. So we're teaching like 5 to 7 round volleys, depending on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like, you know, I shot 8 rounds. It's like, yeah, that's fine. You know, I shot 6. Yeah, I don't care.
Right.
You know, did you pop one off when they were point blank or 2 off when they were point blank? And then, you know, a couple more and a couple more and a couple more. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. You know, because there's no, the one thing people get is like, well, I only get to shoot them twice, right, in a self-defense situation. It's like, no, you shoot them until the threat stops.
Right.
So, you know, I don't care if you shoot 5 rounds or 10 rounds. It makes no difference.
Is that a commonly held belief? I had never heard that before.
Yeah, it really is.
That you're only allowed to shoot somebody twice in a self-defense
situation? Once or twice.
Huh.
Yeah, depending on who you're talking to.
Really?
If you shoot them more than that, man, it's just, it's excessive. And I'm like, oof.
And they're afraid that that is, like, would be deemed excessive by a court.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but would that it not be that way?
No. I have not found anything that
I've never heard that.
That's have excessive.
You heard that? No. Oh, okay. I was going to say I've never heard that before.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, man, I shoot like 8.1 rounds a second.
Yeah.
Like, I'm .1, .12 splits, depending on, you know, the day of the week.
Yeah, I've always and, interpreted it as, like you just said, the threat.
When the threat stops.
When the threat's over, that's when you're not allowed to shoot something.
And the problem is like, in 1 second, when you're shooting, like, you know, 8 rounds-ish, you know, and then the body doesn't know to turn off, and now you go into your second, right? Now you're at, like, 16 rounds, and I'm reloading.
Right.
You know? So they're going to look at it and be like, well, this counter was 2 seconds. The dude shot 16 rounds like a machine gun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Anything to neutralize the threat.
Right. They got to stop. You got to stop them.
Right.
So.
Back to the store.
Yeah. Back to the store.
Before we run out of time.
Spring into savings.
Spring into savings, baby.
Come in and save on a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of holsters in from 1791. We got some stuff in from some of our local Missouri manufacturers for bags and pistol sleeves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty excited. We're ready to do some business, man.
I like it.
You know, it's
suppressors still wildly popular.
Yeah, we've been selling a lot of them. Actually, we had a guy come in the other day who heard me on the show, and he goes, "Yeah, that guy that owns that Southern Armory loves suppressors." And I do. Like, once you shoot with a suppressor, it's gonna drastically change how you shoot.
Yeah,
you know, and.
Sure.
And I've told the story about my buddy Patrick and his wife and how now she won't touch anything unless it's suppressed.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And she likes shooting, but now she's like, it makes it so much better. You know, there's less recoil, less flash,
right?
Less sound. So that's what
can
she
you
likes.
Keep the suppressor on the gun all the time, or is that bad for it?
Yeah, like,
can you
it's just
it
thread it on
there. Keep it that way.
Yeah,
and
I do.
So it's okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So my question would be, with the suppressor, there's different suppressor sizes, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you know which one is the right one?
So that's funny, because this guy came in and he was like, every suppressor I see is super long, so my wife's going to show him a K version, which is a short version. Mm-hmm. And so depending on the length, they're going to have different decibel ratings for reduction. Mm-hmm. And when you go to a short version, you lose like 1 decibel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which people go, oh, it's 1 decibel, but it's like, you know,
but you also need
exponential.
To Chad's point, you also need to know that you're getting the right suppressor for the right gun.
So you want to make
just because you own a suppressor doesn't mean you can walk around and put it on every single gun you own.
Right. Yeah. So you know, a rifle suppressor is not going to work well on a handgun.
Right.
And I'm a big component of you know you buy it for what you're going to use it for.
Right job, right tool.
Right job, right tool.
Yeah.
And that's everything. That's a rifle. That's a handgun. That's a revolver. That's a shotgun. Right job, right tool. And if it's not the right job, right tool, then why would you try to make it work?
Right. So, if you want to spring into savings, you need to get out to Southern Armory ASAP, which is
located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Yes.
I love
spring
it.
Spring into savings.
I really didn't like the way I said it. I have these smile directs in, and it's like making me slur everything.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of annoying.
What is it? What is it? Like a...
They're braces.
Yeah.
Like the clear ones.
You just pop them in every day?
I thought he was slurring a little bit. I was looking over there to see if he's having a stroke.
Did you get them from your dentist or did you just buy them?
So Smile Direct has their own like...
Yeah, their line. They advertise.
Yeah, okay. I have heard of those. Yeah,
yeah. They have one on Hanley, like the actual place.
Okay.
So I went there, got like...
And they customize them for your teeth and everything.
And now that he's fulfilled his live advertisement form, he gets his discount.
Yeah. Tell him that you produce a show tell them it's the number one rated show on the weekend in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Just tell them that. We can find it somewhere in the ratings where we're number one somewhere.
Like, I guarantee. You see how many downloads we get every week?
Yeah, with men
I think we're killing it
between 39 and 40 in South County or something. We'll find it where we're number one.
Yeah.
So go back in there. Tell them that you produce the number one radio show. And, yeah, get them on here and do endorsements. Let's do this.
Let's see what will happen.
Let's go one step at a time.
Be the next close.
Are they comfortable? No.
Depends.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
No, you can't eat with
them. Yeah, you can't eat with
them. So that's over with.
At the beginning,
junk.
They were not comfortable at all.
Like, well, yeah, they're molding your teeth.
Yeah, they were, like, so tight. But, like, right now, I'm a weekend. I have to actually start a new tray today.
Gotta go another one, yeah.
So.
Gotcha.
Right now, it's like, oh, yeah, I don't really feel them, but.
I sleep with a mouthpiece in for sleep apnea, and it's very tight on your teeth.
Really?
And it takes some getting used to. But once you sort of get used to it, it's not a big deal.
Huh.
You can talk and stuff. But I do kind of sound like that.
My filter kicked in. Never mind.
All right, that's good.
Yeah,
because you're on the air.
Bad.
All right, we need to take a break.
But so the light came on. Said filter.
Have some questions that have been submitted that we'll try to get to for Aaron, and also
I got a news article.
Yeah,
you got a news article.
I've got a news article. Big national news story out of Colorado.
Strangely, I've got one that's national.
There
okay, go ahead.
about a red flag law. That has created a lot of national news, and it's important that we keep an eye on these red flag laws because we've seen Missouri legislators try to pass red flag laws in our state. If you're listening in Illinois, there's a lot of issues over there with these red flag laws.
Yeah.
But this one in Colorado is really stirring the pot. We'll talk about it next. Don't go anywhere.
They've gone so lib over there.
They have. It's Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Sing it, babe.
I'm not drunk enough to do karaoke. What version of the song is this? Oh, yeah. Hold on.
It's in your head. Right?
All right. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio.
Hey. FM News Talk 97.1.
You owe me a coat.
I do?
Jinx.
Oh,
Jinx, man. That was hardcore.
Yeah, what is this? Who is this?
This is Bad Wolves Zombie.
All right. Well, I know the song is Zombie.
Yeah.
It's not their song. Did you know that, Chad?
It's not.
It's not their song.
Why would I know that?
I don't know. Playing it.
Because you're Mr. Producer?
Right.
I just find music that sounds great. That's it. I don't know the artist's background or any of that stuff. Like,
yeah. That song does sound great. It also makes me feel old because that song, the original version,
came out in the 90s.
Came out when I was on the radio playing music on the point in the 90s. And I used to play that song, the original version, which is by the Cranberries, which is a female lead vocalist.
Yes.
Really?
She's pretty hot.
She's also dead.
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I don't follow these things. You expect me to follow news?
Ouch.
Is it not gun-related?
Dolores O'Riordan was her name, and she was the lead singer of the Cranberries, and she's great. I've seen her live.
What'd she die of?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
But it was something not good or expected because she was extremely young.
Okay.
Yeah. That was their song. This is a song by the Cranberries with a girl singer. So to hear that being sung by a dude, and a little bit heavier, not that much heavier.
Well,
the Cranberries version.
Well, the video kind of ties it back because you have
a girl.
The girl getting like dripped in gold.
Yeah,
and like they kind of like touch hands with glass in between.
I dig
like,
that though.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that song out. It does make me feel old. Like when my songs are starting to get covered, like by.
Yeah.
Now that it's generations away.
I get it.
Ugh.
It's like almost 2 decades. Actually, it probably is 2 decades.
What's it called? Bad Wolves?
Yes.
All right.
Bad Wolves.
Are they very big? I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at this guy over here. He's like,
they're huge.
Off mic, we have Brian in studio with us, who is one of our producers here. He's just hanging out in the room, sort of observing.
Hey, at least he's got a Don't Tread On Me shirt on.
It's fun to watch his reactions to these conversations.
Yeah.
He's like, they're huge, and Brian's doing that.
If you want, you can
say
something.
Yeah, you can say something.
Well, that's the only song I've ever heard them sing before. I've never heard them on the radio or anything.
Gotcha.
I just assume. They weren't that huge. But a little backstory on that, they were actually supposed to have the lead singer from the Cranberries in that song. She died the day before they were supposed to record it.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
What'd she die of? I'm still going to ask that question.
I think OD, but I don't want to.
I was going to ask that.
She's a musician. She died young.
That generally, if they die young, you my experience, at least on the fire side of things, is it's an overdose. Yeah. So
she was,
or terminally ill, some sort of like cancer.
She was Irish. Dolores O'Riordan. That's how she talked. All right, now you got it.
Yes, she was Irish. Born in '89.
Yeah, she's young.
Jeff Allen's listening. He's like, really? This is what we're doing? We're solving the Dolores O'Riordan issue?
Hey. Just figure out how she died. We'll move on.
All right. I want to see if this works. I'm going to try to play this. I'm going to try to play this for you guys. I want you to listen to this. So this is this red flag law in Colorado has passed. They're waiting.
What?
It's passed.
Really?
They are just waiting for the governor to sign it. He's expected to sign it this week or next week. He said that there's a 10-day waiting period, and I know we're at least a few days into that
period
now.
This has been going on all week.
Yeah, before he signs it. This issue, there's a sheriff in Colorado who says that he will not enforce it,
right,
which could place him in his own jail.
So just a quick follow-up, too. Yeah. You know, they passed the magazine bans in Colorado, too, and all these sheriffs out there were like, we ain't going to enforce it. Right, so the sheriffs in Colorado, I don't want to say they're known for this, but they are known for upholding their oath to the Constitution.
Yeah, yeah. Half the jurisdictions in Colorado are opposed to this.
Yeah,
and said they won't do it, but it passed the overall General Assembly.
Right, but
that state's Congress
and Senate. But we've established they're super lib and they don't care about the Constitution.
So anyway.
Isn't that kind of problematic, though?
That they're super lib and don't respect the Constitution?
When you have a cop not enforcing a law?
Exactly.
Yeah, it is problematic. It is, and it's going to create problems for the state.
The problem is that they're not enforcing a constitutional law. So maybe this will get overturned.
Yeah, it might get overturned.
And you got to remember the magazine ban, too, in California, of all places, got overturned this week.
Right. Wow.
So now, you know, there's a massive run on high-capacity magazines in California. So these other magazine bans, they're getting ready to go down. Colorado, Illinois, New York, all these places. They're going to use this as precedent, and it's going to get overturned.
Here, take a listen to this. Let's see if this works.
All right, yeah, let's hear.
1177 is repassed as amended.
And with that, the proposed red flag law is off to the governor's desk, despite every Republican and two Democrats from Pueblo voting no. The bill's sponsor, Representative Alec Garnett, saying today's historic. The measure is named in honor of the late Deputy Zachary Parrish.
This is a monumental day. Colorado really took a step forward in protecting the public, trying to prevent future gun violence.
As a reminder, this bill enables law enforcement and family members to go before a judge and ask for an extreme risk protection order. Guns could then be immediately taken away from someone deemed dangerous. A formal hearing with the gun owner must take place within 14 days so a request can be made to get their guns back. As far as what's next, Governor Polis is expected to sign this in the next 30 days. It does not take effect until 2020, however, giving courts time to prepare.
The courts need to develop their processes.
As we've pointed out, dozens of counties have already taken positions against using this bill, and the opposition is going national tonight.
Unlike any other red flag bill that's been enacted anywhere in the United States.
Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams appearing on CNN reiterating that he won't enforce this. He doesn't like the fact gun owners aren't invited to the first hearing a judge has.
The issue is the person who's having their guns potentially confiscated isn't aware of this hearing taking place. They find out about the hearing after the facts.
The reality is the controversy over the red flag bill is just beginning. District Attorney George Brockler, who is opposed to this, believes legal challenges are next.
It'll go to probably the U.S. Supreme Court in one form or another.
That's to you. That last point there is to your point that it's going to be fought in court, and it could go all the way up to the Supreme Court. But it is a state, it's actually not too far from here,
mm-hmm.
that has now passed a law that says all I have to do if I don't like Aaron or I'm mad at Aaron and I know Aaron likes his guns and mm-hmm. I want to screw with him. All I have to do is call a police officer or whatever and say, hey, there's a guy that lives next door to me, and I think, and he's got a gun, and I think he's unstable. That's it. That's all that has to be done. The police show up at your house. You don't even know that this complaint has been filed against you. The police come
until
to your
house
and take all of your guns.
Yeah.
And then you get a chance to go to court after the fact and try to convince the judge that this is a false complaint against you.
Right.
And if you don't do that, you lose all of your guns for at least a year.
Yep.
You lose your ability to purchase any other new guns for at least a year. And then you have to go back to court to try to reestablish your constitutional right to own a firearm.
Yeah. And we need to probably next week or the week after do a talk about Chapter 475, which adjudicates you mentally incompetent to own firearms, because that's already on the laws in Missouri. I don't really hear it being used, but this sounds like they're making like an expressway. So let me tell you a story. My wife's going to be like, oh, God.
Let's hear it.
So I'm outside, and I've got my two German Shepherds outside, and they're going to the bathroom, getting ready to leave, go to the store. And my wife's already left ahead of me, so I've just letting the dogs out. And we're out back, and the neighbor dog, which is a pit bull, not breed bashing here, but all the problems that I've ever seen have been with that particular breed, runs over and starts attacking my dogs, like grabbing them by the throat and trying to, you know, shake them, you know. And we're talking like 80-pound, 90-pound German Shepherds versus a little pit bull. They're freaking muscular. They're probably like 60 pounds. But
right.
Trying to shake them. So you can imagine, like, my 90-pound dog, 80-pound dog that's real long isn't really going to submit too much. But then I don't remember if two of my dogs – I had two or three. I've had three German Shepherds. I can't remember when this happened exactly. But the one, my older one, starts – like knocking him off of my young one.
Mm-hmm.
My young one was only maybe a year. And so I'm yelling for him to come in. I figure if I get him onto the deck and behind me, then it's me between this pit bull and daddy's got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So they come charging up step, man, freaking out. And the pit bull comes sliding around like the wood on my deck, you know, because it's chasing him, and starts heading up. And I just draw out, point my gun at it, and I'm getting ready to zap it with a 45. And my neighbor comes around the side of my house, mm-hmm. and sees me with a pistol out pointed at his dog. And he yells at his dog. His dog stops. And I'm like, you're gonna get control of this dog, or am I going to shoot it? And so he starts yelling at it. And then this dog starts playing the I got to get away from my owner deal. Me and my dogs just went in the house. I called the cops. I'm like, my dog's just got attacked.
Right.
By my neighbor's dog. There's one's bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's got a big chunk of hair pulled out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my neighbor saw me with a pistol getting ready to shoot his dog. And so anyway, long story short, cops come. And it's really a animal control matter. And I'm like, okay, well, just so you're aware, next time I'm just going to shoot the dog. Like,
right.
I'm not gonna call the cops. Not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna shoot it. And the cop's like, yeah, that makes it a lot easier for me.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, I leave, go to work, and come back. I get to work. I tell my wife what happened. And she's like, really? And I'm like, why are you late? Is what she wanted to know.
Right.
Like, let me tell you about my morning. And so I tell her what happened, and then I come home, and the neighbor's out. And he's mean mugging me at his mailbox. Yeah. So I stop and I say, hey, man, listen. You know, your dog gets out constantly. This is not the first time it's attacked my dogs. This is the first time I had a pistol on me, right? Because
right.
I was getting ready to go to work, so I had my gun. Normally, it's like I'm in my boxers,
right.
but my basketball shorts and like a t-shirt at night. You know, I got to go in the house to get the
sexy
pistol. So, hey, man, you know,
right.
basketball shorts,
know.
You know,
tell
you
got to
show
it.
Some leg.
Yep.
So, anyway, so I tell him, I was like, next time I see your dog off a leash, running at me, running at my dogs, I'm just going to kill it. And he's like, you can't do that. And I was like, the cops told me it makes it a lot easier for them if I just kill it. Because now they got to get animal control involved, and they got to do all this other stuff, where if I just kill your dog, they just write a report saying dog threatened, you know, neighbor and neighbor's dog and neighbor shot other neighbor's dog.
Right.
And then the report's really easy for him to do. Like,
right.
literally, that's what he told me.
And he goes, well, you do that, you know, we're going to have issues. And I'm like, we've already got issues, dude. Like, this is not the first time your dogs have attacked my dogs. This is not the first time your dogs chased me in my house. I was out barbecuing one night, and it came over, and I heard like a low growl. And I'm like, are my dogs out here? And I'm like, no, my dogs are in there. And then I turn and I look, and there's this pit bull growling at me and showing teeth. And I'm like, ah! So I run in the house, and I left the grill up on the freaking... the hood up on the grill, and it walks over and it jumps up. I'm like, dude, if this dog eats my meat, I'm gonna be pissed.
Did it?
No, it didn't. It got up there and
it
looked.
It's too hot.
But I guess it felt the heat. Yeah,
and it couldn't get it.
It didn't want it. So I'm like, are you shooting me? Like, I'm like, I was going to look for my 22.
Hey, get your hand on that dump button, Chad, you know, just in case.
Yeah. Like, it's getting ready to go. Yeah. It's getting ready to get real.
Yeah.
So
Aaron's getting a little fired up.
So anyway, so the way I'm looking at it is now, you know, we've had a couple instances with this neighbor. Is this neighbor going to go, well, he's unstable. He's trying to shoot my dog. We need to take his guns. And it's like, no, dude, you just need to control your dog. On a side note, he's been keeping his dog on a leash for the last few years. Every time it goes out to go to the bathroom, I always see it on a leash. He doesn't let it run. But
so it worked.
I had to tell him. I was like, I'm going to kill your dog. Like, gave him that, like, wide-eyed, like, I will do it look. Mm-hmm. And it was effective. So with that being said, you know, would that interaction now land me in court?
Yes.
Yeah,
My guess is that's a really good example of... Because the person that is getting the complaint filed against them in mm-hmm. this red flag law in Colorado and in most red flag laws that we have seen proposed or passed around the country, the person that is getting the complaint filed against them is not invited or even told about the initial complaint and court hearing or the filing of the complaint. So... If you have a dispute with your neighbor or Alex Salzman, who's with the Missouri Firearms Coalition, who's on the show all the time, she has talked about examples in other states around the country.
Maryland, with the brother and sister that had the dispute over Trump on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, got into a fight at Thanksgiving.
It's a shame.
And she knew that...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That her brother was a big gun guy, and so just to mess with him because she was mad at him.
Yep.
She called the police and said, my brother has guns, and he's a threat. And so they went over and tried to take his guns, and they ended up...
Killing him.
And ended up getting this guy killed.
The best part was, she goes, he wasn't a threat.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to hurt nobody.
She got mad at the police for killing him and said he wasn't a threat. Well, you're the one that filed it. Or if you are going through a nasty divorce.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a spouse.
How about a breakup? These boyfriend-girlfriends.
Could know that, you know, one or the other is a person that has guns and just because you're mad at them.
We're taking revenge porn to a whole new level.
Yeah, call the police and say, I think that they're a threat. And the cops show up. Chad.
You all right, Chad? Are you
show
choking?
Up and take your guns from you without your knowledge, without any preparation, and now you are on the defensive trying to prove It's like trying to prove a negative. You can't prove a negative.
Yeah,
I'm with you. It's trying to...
You're racist. Well, no, yeah. I'm not racist.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you walk right up. And, yeah. Hey, Aaron, you still beating your wife? Like, that is not...
Yeah. That's not how this
it
works.
It puts you immediately on the defensive and looking like the criminal, or the guilty party. Guilty party, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it is the opposite of innocent until proven guilty.
Hey, man, Chad, I like you, but if you choke on them invisible braces, I'm not giving you mouth to mouth. You are on your own. Wait, well, you're going to wait for City EMS to show up, buddy.
It wasn't choking off the braces. You said something that was definitely surprising. I'm just like, oh, okay.
I've just been watching Chad's face. It's even better than the conversation. Yeah. He's just shocked. Tony. No.
What, my revenge porn comment?
Yes.
That was it.
It was like.
That was the one that got you.
What?
Taking it to a whole new level.
Well, I'm just saying, like, now you break up, instead of posting your revenge porn, you're going to call and be like, he's got guns and he's nuts, you know?
I think it's time for break.
We need to take a break. Yeah. You're right. Hit the bad wolves. Cranberries. Bad wolves. Zombie. I'm going to check it out. All right, we'll be back. We're not done yet. Got more Second Amendment Radio coming next.
Oh,
now we're doing it.
This feels better. Having flashbacks to cruising on Lundberg.
Have you heard this song, Chad? This version? Never. The original version?
Never. What?
We got to let her sing. We got to get to that point. Here we go. There she goes. Nope, maybe not.
There she goes.
It's been a while since I heard this song. There, oh look, they do have, the video is very similar to the other video. Get it? There you go, see? Girl singer.
It's definitely a different feel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
This one's better.
Air right. 5.
Welcome back to Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. Did you know that there's a new version of this song, Zombie, by a dude?
We'll post it on Second Amendment Radio, and
it's actually pretty good.
Click the link.
It's not as good as Cranberries.
I agree.
Okay, we were talking about this red flag law in California, or in Colorado, but you have a different law. Is this a Missouri situation?
This is a national one.
Oh, okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right, tell us
from a Democrat in New Jersey. Now, if you know anything about New Jersey, they have really, really strict ammunition laws. So I may have told the story here. I can't remember. My wife's from Philadelphia. We met when I was going to college there, and then things happened. So... well, you know, we got 4 minutes,
yeah,
so
I know, right?
We got to be quick here.
That's right.
So we're going back to Philadelphia, and we're looking at flights into PHL, and you know, they're outrageous. And then I find a different airline that flies into Trenton, New Jersey. And New Jersey has really strict gun control law. One of my buddies, who's a paramedic there, ended up in New Jersey by accident. There's a bridge. He got on it. He ended up there. His wife was driving. Probably explains a lot of it. She gets pulled over for something stupid like failure to signal, and he's got a loaded gun with like 10 or 12 rounds of jagged hollow point in it, and you cannot have jagged hollow point ammunition in New Jersey. So we're looking to fly into New Jersey, and I knew about this because, you know, my buddy Windsor told me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, I better do some research. So do some research, and I discover if you're not, your journey does not begin or end in New Jersey, their gun laws are off. I'm like, great. And then I read this other part. It says expanding ammunition is not allowed in the state, and it doesn't matter, period. Like, you know, it's not part of the exemption of, you know, the beginning and the ending.
Yeah.
So I call the state police, and they're like, yep, you're right. You know, you can bring your Glock 19 in here with all these rounds, but they have to be ball ammo. You cannot have any hollow points. Well, I'm polite. I shoot people with hollow points because they expand. They don't go through. Another story for another time, maybe a future show. So... long story short, New Jersey has always tried to control the ammunition. They've done so. So this is from Rep. Watson Coleman, like the camping equipment. This is HR 686. 686 probably sounds familiar to some of you gun guys because it's a Smith & Wesson revolver. It's a nickel-plated 357, and you can buy that at Southern Armory at a discount for springs and savings. HR 686 would effectively eliminate the ability to purchase ammunition online by mandating face-to-face transactions. What more that this bill does, it would also require the reporting of bulk ammunition purchases as well as mandating licensing for ammunition dealers. So kind of an interesting deal. So HR 686 will be following that. Mm-hmm. But my question is what is bulk ammunition purchasing? Right.
Yeah. What's that number?
And so we've had.
Does it say?
It doesn't say.
So it leaves it vague.
It's very vague. I'm assuming that they're going to debate this and add stuff, and everybody's going to get some input. So you know, what is bulk ammunition purchasing? I've heard like some states trying to get it down to like 20 rounds or 25 rounds, which is a box of hollow point ammunition. They come in 20 or 25 round boxes, but when you get your practice ammunition, it's vastly 50 rounds is a minimum.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes they do like the value packs of like 250 or 200 or 100, or you buy a case. Like if you come to Southern Armory and you're like, I want a case of ammo, that could be anywhere from 500 to 1,000 rounds.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a little bit more, especially if you're getting into the Russian stuff, because for some reason like 1084 is popular with them. So, but you buy in bulk, you save in bulk when you come to Southern Armory, so people buy in bulk. So what's the question? So maybe we'll do a little poll on Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory.
Yeah.
Head over there and you know, we'll post a story and you guys can tell us what you think bulk buying is.
Make sure that you follow Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio on Facebook. Aaron does midweek check-ins, live streams on the Southern Armory Facebook page and Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. Make sure you go and follow those things and you can ask questions there to us. And we like to get your questions answered on the air as much as we can too. But we are out of time.
I know. I got driving tips last week on the live stream.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow us, Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory on Facebook. Best way to keep up with the show. Until next week, for Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, our producer Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.